And now, the internationally recognized, critically acclaimed, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Well, it is St. Patrick's Day. Father James McWhorter is going to join us here for a few minutes to talk about St. Patrick's Day and the history of it and what it means and the traditions of it. You know, I got to tell you, Father McWhorter, until I got a call this afternoon from my producer, Michelle Hernandez, she said Father McWhorter is in Los Angeles and is available. And I said, okay, it's not that I didn't want to talk to you. She said, but it's St. Patrick's Day. I'd totally forgotten.
Well, Phil, I don't think it's unusual. Being an Irishman, St. Patrick's Day is a day that stays with us all, you know. But I'm very happy to be with you, and I wish everyone a very happy St. Patrick's Day.
Where are you from, originally? You're from Ireland.
Yes, I'm from County Meath. I'm from a section of areas near Limerick, which when I was growing up there was quite a lovely place. Great things have happened in the country. Great business expansion. And
Ireland's doing very well, isn't it?
It's doing very well. There's a great deal of technology and a great many people are starting their own businesses too, you know. So.
All right, St. Patrick's Day is... when did it originate? It was with the...
Well, St. Patrick's Day originated... St. Patrick in the 5th century was the... praise to first brought Christianity to Ireland.
Okay.
And since then it's been celebrated primarily by the Irish, but more and more by people who use it as a kind of a holiday, you know, to express more of a secular celebration, which is a bit unfortunate, you know, because it is a holy day, and it's a day to reflect, I think, upon the teachings of Jesus Christ, as well as what St. Patrick himself did, and that is to sacrifice himself for the work of the Lord. St. Patrick was martyred by the people of Ireland for his efforts on behalf of bringing the gospel to the people of Ireland.
So he was killed?
Yes, he was. A great many people have suffered, you know, bringing the word of Jesus to the world, but today, St. Patrick's Day is more of a day where non-Christians, you know, and non-Irish people celebrate, and so we've got a lot of work to do, you know.
Is it not, but you said yourself it's kind of a secular holiday where people have a drink.
Well, I know that people treat it that way, you know, but it's not, I think, respectful. I think St. Patrick's Day is primarily for those of Irish blood, and primarily for those who are not just Christian, but Catholic. And I find it interesting, Phil, that if you've been in the Catholic faith for any length of time, I know you're baptized, you know that we've had our disputes with Protestant brethren, you know, the people who had fallen away from the church in Martin Luther's time. And yet, interestingly enough, they've all want to celebrate St. Patrick's Day, even though it's a Catholic holiday.
You're talking about like Methodists and Baptists, and tell people what a Protestant is.
Well, a Protestant is a term used by the Catholic faith for those who protested the teachings of Rome around Martin Luther's time. Martin Luther the First, the Lutheran.
Okay, and so a Protestant is just a person who is Christian but not Catholic because they
broke away from the church. Exactly, but it needs to be remembered that the Catholic Church was the original Christian Church. And it was back when Jesus said to St. Peter, as one of the apostles, upon this rock I will build my church. So St. Peter, we believe in the Catholic faith, was our first pope.
And he was the first pope, and all the popes sort of descend from him.
All of the popes descend from Peter. Right? But on St. Patrick's Day, suddenly you've got a lot of Protestants, you've got a lot, you also have what do I call a lot of the mongrel people, you know.
What was the word you used?
What I call the mongrel people, it's nothing. What it means is they're non-European people, the Hispanic people and the African people and the Asian people, and they celebrate St. Patrick's Day. So it's become a little bit of a joke, you know.
You use the term mongrel people. Why'd you say mongrel people?
No, I mean, Phil, the people who are of mixed blood, you know, mixed race people. No, St. Patrick's Day. You know, there was a time when it was about Catholics. It was about the Irish culture, you know. And now you can't go into a pub or a saloon or a bar, you know, without, you know, on St. Patrick's Day, without some individual of Hispanic descent or an individual of African descent coming up and slapping you on the back and glad-handing you.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that, is there?
No, there's nothing wrong with it, but it definitely is not the St. Patrick's Day that I remember. When we as Catholics celebrate, it's just that you go into a saloon or a bar or a cocktail lounge now, and, you know, nine times out of ten, you want to see one of the vanguard people who come up to you and slap you on the back, you know. And it leaves me feeling disturbed more than anything else, just disturbed.
All right, let me just give our phone number out, because I want to investigate that, for you, because St. Patrick's Day for me is...
Well, I know it's, for most people, let's get a glass of green beer. You know,
well, I don't know. I go out and have a couple of pops, yeah. You know.
But you're a Catholic and you're of Irish descent, and I understand that. That's the way that that we think. But when you got some guy coming up to you who's not Catholic, for all I know, he might be Jewish. You know, and he says, "Oh, happy St. Patrick's Day." It leaves me with an oil, almost an unclean feeling. And there's no comment on the individual himself. No comment at all. But it leaves me feeling unclean in the way the man would approach you.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. Father James McQuarters from the diocese is with us. You're a diocesan priest. Can you tell me what that is?
Well, primarily as a priest of the diocese. In other words, I'm not a member of any specific order, the Franciscan or the Jesuit or the Carmelite or so forth, or the... Dominican. I am a diocesan priest to work primarily with the diocese.
All right. And our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Talking to Father James McQuarters here on St. Patrick's Day. I had some music going there. What do you think of that?
Yeah, it's lovely, isn't it? It's a Celtic harp, isn't it?
It's a Celtic harp and...
But I think it's disrespectful, Phil, to tell you the truth. It's disrespectful. If you order a green beer and you're not Catholic, you know, because what you're saying is you're trying to pass. Back in the day, I don't know, more than 40 years ago, there was a very unfortunate time when black people, African-American people, were trying to pass as white people. Have you ever heard of that?
I did. I heard a lot of black folks would straighten their hair.
It was a very sad time, I think, for African people and African-American people to try to pass as a white person rather than be proud of who we are. On St. Patrick's Day, we still see a bit of this. Only now you're seeing people trying to pass as Irish. And what's the phrase you like to use on your program, Phil? I hear occasionally one of the...
For what?
It's about when you're angry. Tighten your jaws, right?
Yeah, we use it tightens my jaws.
Well, that tightens my jaws.
What tightens your jaws? When a guy comes in...
You see a man, you go into a bar that you've been going into for a long time. And suddenly here comes one of the barbers, Latin. I don't want to say Hispanic, but...
Are we saying non-white?
Well, it's not even non-white, because they could be Eastern European, but they're definitely not Irish, you know. And they sit down at the bar, they order a glass of green beer as if it's the most normal thing in the world, and they look over at you and they nod and they smile and they say happy St. Patrick's Day. And it's all I can do to stay on the stool, you know, and to not go over there and give the individual peace of my mind, you know, because...
But what's wrong with a guy going in and having a glass of even his green beer on St. Patrick's Day, having a button, and just enjoying himself?
Well, look, today you can see the Jewish folk wearing sometimes you see the Jewish folk wearing a shamrock hat at Patachay's pub. You know, what's up with that? In other words, you've got a guy that 365 days of the year has got the yarmulke on, and suddenly he's got on a shamrock hat over there at Patachay's pub. And it's all I can do to walk over to him and say... Excuse me, but I didn't know that your yarmulke looks like it's got an erection, you know? Because, look, everything that...
That's pretty funny.
Well, No, but everything that we do is Catholic. Every kind of effort we make as Catholics and as Irish people is all focused at the same thing, and that is to honor our lineage to St. Peter, the first pope, and the Catholic faith. But where does it say that on St. Patrick's Day, a day that St. Patrick is celebrated because he freed the Irish from the tyranny of Satan, that I got a drink with one of these guys, you know? That I've got to sit down with it.
Well, look, didn't Jesus drink and with all the... What I'm saying is, why not have these people in the pub, in the bar?
Because it's the one day of the year that an Irishman can sit down, an Irish Catholic man can sit down with his own kind and not have one of these do-gooders, you know, and these neighborhood types come and say, well, why are you only sitting with your own kind? Why don't you integrate or this kind of thing, you know? And all I want to do is say that I love God's people, but on St. Patrick's Day, I just as soon sit with an Irishman who's a Catholic and have a glass of beer, you know, and not have to listen to some sort of accented speech, you know. A group of ladies who just got off cleaning the houses up there in the high end, the highland part of town, you know.
All right. 1-800, hold on for a minute. I didn't know that Father McQuarters was so, what's the word, insular? Well, I believe the word is actually, well, Catholic's universal. In his celebrating St. Patrick's Day, which is specifically for Irish people and not just Irish Catholics. And to see Protestants and Jews and Asians and African Americans and Hispanic people in there, he says, is a little disturbing. I think was the word that he used. 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Henry Show. We wanted to get Father James on today, it being St. Patrick's Day, and talk with him, get a little background. Some of the background I'm getting here, I didn't know that St. Patrick's Day is strictly for you Irish. 1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. God's favorite radio show. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
So that's the that isn't an Irish harp, is it, Father? What is that?
I don't know. I think that's a piano along with an Irish harp there, yeah.
Oh, okay. Anyway, Father James McQuarters joins us here on St. Patrick's Day. I got to tell you that St. Patrick's Day, I've never really given it much thought other than the fact that you wear green and you occasionally go out and have a couple of drinks with friends of yours.
Well, I don't think a lot of people have given it much thought, Phil, but I'm here to tell you, Michelle called me, I said, I'm here to tell you that St. Patrick's Day is primarily for Irish Catholics. And if I go into a saloon to have a glass of beer, and someone is, oh, hey, happy St. Patrick's Day there, Father, you know, and I can tell clearly looking at the person they're Eastern European, or they're of some Scandinavian extraction, or they're Asian European, you know, as in the Russian people or the Ukrainian people, that kind of thing. Don't try to con me into thinking that you're Irish. Because I can tell by the slope of the forehead, you know, you can generally tell by the bridge of the nose, the slope of the forehead, the shallowness of the forehead, whether an individual is Irish or not. And
well, at least with black folks, you know right away.
Well, yeah, exactly. With an African American, you know right away. With the Hispanic people, but a lot of the Europeans, you know, they're, oh, I'm an Irishman. As well, you know, no, you're not, because I can tell by the width of the skull. You know, there's different things you can tell whether the Irish.
All right, 1-800-449-8, but that still doesn't address the question is why it's just for Irish Catholics. 1-800-449-8686.
Well, I'd like to get into that.
All right, let's talk to Crystal. Go ahead, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, I have to completely disagree with the father here, and I'm quite startled, really, about the use of the word mongrel.
It's a figure of speech having to do with non-European people, you know.
Yeah, and it's, no, I don't know. It's a totally inappropriate use of speech, I think.
Well, look, if you are of Irish and, say, French and German descent, and I know a great many people like that, you're sort of mongrelized, aren't you? Like a mongrel dog.
Well, I think about 150 years ago, the Irish in this country weren't treated too well. And I just think it's inappropriate, and I think that the father should reconsider his use of language.
I don't understand what you said.
What are you trying to say, Crystal? The Irish were not treated well?
If you look back, I guess I've never heard the Irish, strong racial language.
Well, first of all, you have to understand that the Irish, when they first arrived in America, circa the 1830s, 1840s, this, thereabouts, the first thing the Irish had to contend with, you know, was to find a job. And guess who was taking all the jobs? Well, the freed slaves.
And well, they were here a hell of a lot longer before the Irish were.
Well, and the Irish were among the people.
But
they built the Illinois-Michigan Canal. I mean, they certainly settled in the
South. What points are we making here? Now I'm confused. What is everybody saying here?
Well, I'm simply saying to you that St. Patrick's Day is for Irish Catholics. And if you want to have a drink on St. Patrick's Day, good for you. But don't try to sell me that you're Irish.
I don't think anybody's trying to sell you that
you see
Irish.
A lot of these white people come up, you know. And you can tell you the truth. Crystal, if I could ask you, what is your descent?
What country your people come from?
I'm Scottish Presbyterian, and I celebrated St. Patrick's Day along with my children today.
All right. Presbyterian and Scottish. First of all, the Scots, big difference between a Scotsman and an Irishman. Big difference.
Well, I wore green today instead of orange.
Well, you wear orange in Ireland, you know what happens? Someone's going to put a shoebox in your car.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
What does that mean?
Well,
you're talking about the IRA?
The IRA. You see, the people who wear orange in Northern Ireland are keeping the Catholic people down.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been very violent, you know, and this Presbyterian calling up and trying to kiss up to me.
You know,
see, that's what you do. You know, on St. Patrick's Day, you're kissing up to me. And 364 days a year, you keep my people down.
Wait, Father, let's not get political here, okay?
We just had two F2 tornadoes blow through our community this week.
That's
funny,
blow.
And this is an opportunity for people to get together tonight and, quite frankly, blow off some steam and be grateful that they, you know, still have a community and that we didn't lose any lives this week. So
yes,
I think it's really inappropriate to hear your comments.
Well, I think it's inappropriate, though, for you to be wearing orange when you know...
I didn't wear orange.
Really,
I wore green.
That POs a lot of people, you know.
She wore green today.
But she said
I wore green today.
She says she's a Presbyterian orange wearer. You see, and that.
No, I said I did not wear orange today.
But
you misunderstood me.
No, she didn't wear orange, meaning she wasn't wearing the orange of the Protestants, right?
Exactly.
Right.
I wore green today.
Yeah, but she wore green today because it's St. Patrick's Day. So she wants to kiss
up. Absolutely.
But isn't that because you want to kiss up?
No, it's
kiss
because
up to
I
who?
Wanted
to
the... have fun.
She wants to kiss up to the Irish to make them forget.
No, I wanted to have fun.
To make them forget the rest of the year. She's with those Ulster people, you know. And
now, you got to... The Ulster people are the Unionists and the Presbyterians. Okay. Look, okay. Crystal, thanks for your call. 1-800-449-8686.
Phil, St. Patrick's Day is a time of the year when people who 364 days out of the year are waving the Union Jack and telling me that, the Irish are a bunch of no-good, pug-ugly bastards. And I've heard this before. No-good, pug-ugly, ugly-stick-waving bastards. And all the Irish are good for is to slap out a stable.
And that might have been true years ago, but the Ireland, you said yourself, the country is back, it's prospering. You know...
No, but yes, it is. But then the other 364 days of the year, they're telling me I'm a pug-ugly bastard, and on St. Patrick's Day... They want to toast me with a glass of green beer, even though they've got on a pair of orange underwear. You know what I'm saying? So, man. It's a tough one. It's real tough.
All right. Father James McCorders is with us. 1-800-449-8686. Tough to be friendly on St. Patrick's Day if you're Irish with all these non-Irish people, because I guess the rest of the year the Irish people are abused. Father McCorders with us talking about St. Patrick's Day is for Irish Catholics only. Quit trying to kiss up to the Irish. Wow. 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Kittens are tasty. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Father James McCorders joins us. This is St. Patrick's Day. Father McCorders is an Irishman from County Meath. That's somewhere in the southwestern part of the country.
Somewhere it is, Phil. It's a prominent Irish city, right? But I wanted to point out to you the music you're playing right now, which is actually it's not traditional Irish music. Traditional Irish music is with the Irish heart, the harp. But this music, as I looked at the back of the CD, there's a lot of there looked to be a lot of Polish names and this kind of thing. You know what I'm saying?
In other words, it wasn't created by Irish people?
No, it wasn't. It was. It's a sort of a manufactured music. It sounds Irish. But it sounds as if they've got a lot of Polak, or not Polaks, but Polish. It sounds as if it's Polak, excuse me, it's not Polak influenced, but Polish influenced kind of music.
That word Polak came to your mind as disturbing.
No, I'm not. I was reminded of what they used to call the Polak jokes, that's all, you know. You know, how many Polaks does it take to change a light bulb, that's all.
Well, what would remind you of that?
When I heard the music, that's all. I felt I don't wish anything but the very best for people. It's just on St. Patrick's Day, if they could just move away from me a few paces, you know, just get away from me for a while, because it's my day to celebrate with other Catholics and other Irishmen.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. On the line here is Bala from Pennsylvania. Bala, go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. Thanks for taking my call. Actually,
yes,
I just want to say some words. Like, see, St. Patrick's, Mr. St. Patrick's was a slave. Like, he was a slave who was, like, kidnapped from Britain. On those days, this guy was talking about the Patrick's Day. Only the Irish people should be enjoying this day.
Absolutely. The only people that should enjoy St. Patrick's Day in the true sense are the Irish.
Sir.
Now, yes, I know you want to have your green beer, and I know, certainly.
Okay, you know something?
First of all,
he brought up this Irish.
Do they have Indian beer that's green?
Let the man talk. You're talking over him, Father.
Oh, I thought he was there. I beg your pardon, sir.
Sir, I got to say something.
Sir. I know they tell you that the radio's turned up, and you shouldn't have it turned up.
No, sir, it's off, actually. My radio's off, and I just want to let you know something. Mr. Patrick's was the guy who was enslaved 6 years in Ireland. Then afterwards, he went back to Britain, and the Lord came in his dreams, and he just said, go back to Ireland and just preach the Christianity. And he shared such all gospels. Now, you're saying that nobody should celebrate this? He's a man who of peace. He wants to. He wants everybody to enjoy the gospel. And the person who is following this, they don't even want to do that. Why is that?
Can I say something to you, sir?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Who is Mr. Patrick?
You know, Mr. Patrick actually was a man who was kidnapped from Britain, and he was slave for six years in Ireland.
St. Patrick.
Well, he said Mr. Patrick's.
Yeah, St. Patrick, sorry.
Dan Patrick?
Yeah. Well, see, I'm
Dan
a born
Patrick,
Hindu. I'm
Saint
from
Patrick.
India. All right.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. And then you also mentioned one other thing, that lard.
Say what?
There was lard involved.
What involved? I could not hear you.
No, sir. You said at some point that the traversing of Ireland by Mr. Patrick's involved the use of lard.
No. What I meant
is... No, he said the Lord.
No. Excuse me, sir.
I'm so sorry, sir.
He was a slave for 6 years in Ireland. Because they used to kidnap the Irish people on those days. They used to kidnap young men, and they used to use it for house works.
Yeah.
And 6 years, he was looking after the sheep, and he went back, escaping from Ireland to Britain, because the God came in his dream, saying that he has to go back to Britain. Then again, the angel came back in his dreams, and he said that he had to go and preach the Irish people about Christianity, and because they were worshipping sun god, moon god, all these gods.
What's all this gobbledygook?
The man is he's talking about the history of, because of the pagan people of Ireland and in Great Britain, Bala, right? And he went back up there.
Well, let me ask a question.
St. Patrick, they don't want anybody to... See, I'm from India, but we have diversified religion.
Well,
we are Hindus, Muslims, Christians, we all live together.
It came to me in a dream stuff. That's all Hindu stuff, you know.
If you really go back to Mr. St. Patrick's, you will really know what's the story.
Right.
Because you just talk about what is happening today. You should go back. You say Irish culture. Where does the Irish culture come from?
Well, God bless you, Bala, but I've got to say, it sounds to me like I've had one bowl too many of like a charms today.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's not...
No. The man, obviously...
Well, no, but I do find it interesting. And first of all, I want to congratulate the man on his erudition, his knowledge. He's very correct, Phil, obviously. And, Bala, you know that you are. St. Patrick was a slave. And St. Patrick was kidnapped by the Romans. But I don't know what large...
There was no Christianity, there was no Irish people organized. They were praying all the sun, moon, goat, everything. Until St. Patrick's
Day. Well, that's a lot of Hindu nonsense.
No, sir. If you really go back to St. Patrick's, if you can really see his story.
Right.
He was not even invited back to Ireland. He came by himself. He was scared.
Well, let me ask you a question, sir. If you don't mind me saying, what's a dothead know so much about St. Patrick for? Because you see...
Don't say dothead!
I'm sorry, but what... A gentleman from India. Is the gentleman there?
Yeah, I'm there, but I cannot hear you properly. If you can please make...
I want to say, what does a dothead know about...
Don't say dothead, man.
I did not say dothead, man.
No. What does a carpet driver know so much about St. Patrick for?
Sir, I'm a hotel management graduate, and I know my history, and I read all the religion, okay?
Hey.
And I've seen this St. Patrick's... Previously, the father talked before you, and you are talking.
Yes,
see,
that's right.
Any God doesn't say that only these people should worship my...
Absolutely. But
okay? This is America. This is an immigrant country, and
right.
Nobody has a right to say that God is for everybody.
Yes, but listen, every time a man wants to have a drink by himself, someone comes up to him and says, this is immigrant country, I have the right to come into your bar and have a drink. And that's fine.
One day out of the year, I don't have to be sitting next to a steak germer. Can't you be helpful for others just for saying something?
Absolutely. Hey, Bala, I got to run along. You've made very good points. Your history, your knowledge of history is impeccable.
I want to ask Bala one thing. Bala, have you ever seen these guys, and I don't know, but they've got a basket, and he blows a flute, and a snake comes up?
He's the people in India, they are really very, very innocent because they believe in everything.
Now, here's my... They do?
Yes, sir, because first of all, Indians
might
don't eat
a place to start a boy school.
Beef or anything. You know? So
well,
basically...
I'm very interested in starting a school for boys in India.
No, sir, whether you start or not, first of all, when you talk about your religion, you should know what your God has come from.
All right, Bala, I got to get going.
Well, much luck to you, Bala, and in closing, I'd like to say Mahatma Gandhi was one solid guy. I loved everything about him.
We got independence from English people through nonviolence.
Ben Kingsley played him in the movie, you know. I loved it so very deeply.
All right, listen, Bala, thank you so much.
Oh, and one other thing. Can you get me some fireworks?
Hold, just... 1-800-449-8686. Father James McCorders, we're talking about St. Patrick's Day. That man was very knowledgeable. That was Bala, and he is an Indian by birth, living in the United States as a student, and studied his comparative religion. And St. Patrick was a slave who was taken to Ireland, you know, all that stuff, man. I didn't know that. And then he went back, and then he got his clothes, and he went back to Ireland. He went back, packed a few things. 1-800-449-8686. Father James McCorders joins us on his belief that St. Patrick's Day is for Irish Catholics only. Can't we have just one day out of the year where we don't have to be sitting next to a dothead at the bar? God. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Who wouldn't let the good father take a look for an Arby's beef witch?
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Father James McCorders with us for just a few more minutes as we talk about St. Patrick's Day. And Father, your opinion of St. Patrick's Day being a day that's supposed to be only for Irish Catholics cannot possibly be an official view of the Church, is it?
Phil, I don't believe the Church actually issues any kind of papal doctrine on that kind of thing. But I'm telling you that on St. Patrick's Day is a very specific day and a very celebratory day for Irish Catholic people. And it's certainly not something that other people who have the broad forehead or have the pinched features of the Eastern European mongrel.
That lady, and I agree with her, I don't like that word mongrel. Now you're talking Eastern European mongrel. Why don't we just say Slavs?
Well, they're Slavic, yes, most of it, but you can tell by the bridge of the ear, the width of the head. By the way, Phil, I'm looking at TV right now. There's Greta Van Susteren's walking around San Quentin. That is a young lady with a lot of moxie there. A lot of moxie.
1-800-449-8686. Here is Rachel. Rachel, go ahead.
Yes. I would like to say that if you're truly a God-fearing man of the cloth, that you would not discriminate against people regardless of what they want to practice.
On St. Patrick's Day is different. Though.
Regardless of who they are, as long as they aren't, as long as they aren't harming you or your loved ones.
That's true, but St. Patrick's Day is a day where I'd like to sit down and have a glass of beer.
I've heard that, and why don't you have your bitters
your
at home? Why don't you, in fellowship with your friends who agree the same way that you do, go to your home or your little thatched cottage in Ireland or wherever you live.
What nationality are you?
And enjoy. I'm Irish American.
You're not Irish American, or you wouldn't be taking exception to what I'm saying.
Well, I am originally from County Cork.
You're a liar.
My ancestors came from County Cork.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
I find it convenient for you to suddenly bring up the fact that your ancestors are from County Cork.
County
Cork is the most famous county in all of the world as far as Ireland goes.
Well, it's not so.
Even your average retard's going to know where County Cork is.
Retard?
Yes.
You use words like that and you claim to be a Catholic priest?
Yes, I am a Catholic priest. Let me ask you something.
Discriminatory.
Can you do an Irish jig?
I come from Ireland.
You're American. You're not Irish.
And how
one.
Can anyone respect
and
you
when
you two, call them names?
When you
name
lie,
calling a part of your
when you lie
your church?
About being from Ireland, and when you lie about being Catholic, God knows.
No.
And when you get to heaven,
I don't go to confession. I tell the truth, and I
and
don't
when
need
you
to
go to when you get to heaven,
I know when I'm lying.
There's
and
a
I know
special
when I'm
cadre
truth,
of angels. A special cadre of angels that will hold you down.
I don't think you're anyone to tell
your pants down.
People what they should and should not practice as a
Let me ask you something. Do you
and
eat corned beef?
They're enjoying themselves and they're being congenial to other
people. Do you ever stick corned beef in your mouth?
I like corned beef and cabbage.
And you put it in your mouth?
And guess what? People who aren't Irish also enjoy it.
Can I ask you a question? Do you put corned beef in your mouth?
Well, how else would you eat corned beef? How do you eat corned beef? Do you mash it up and put it into your bitters?
So, in other words, you put beef in your mouth.
Okay, what are we doing here, Father?
I'm just having some fun.
Yeah, you're having some fun at the expense of a caller. She asked some questions.
It's not at my expense.
Here, look, this woman is not a Catholic and she's not Irish. And she's coming on
I'm
here
not a Catholic,
and breaking my balls. Well, you're not Irish. So
well,
why did you lie about
what,
it?
Father, did you know that there are a lot of Protestant people who live in Ireland
yes.
and not only Catholic
and
people?
And they're the sworn enemy of all Catholics.
And so you believe in what the IRA is doing?
Let me ask you something.
Is that...
Do you put on the end of
God
your beef a dab of mayo, I mean mustard?
What the Catholic IRA is doing?
I think that the IRA is very evil, but on the other hand, you know, those Protestants aren't all that swift.
Well, why do you call people names?
Because that's what they are.
No, that's not what they are.
Yeah, well, you asked me a question. I'm giving you the answer.
But why do you call them derogatory names?
Because
than
they're not
the
derogatory.
Name of what they are.
Where did the word
Polak come from?
I made a mistake.
Do you make mistakes like this in your church?
No, I don't.
I would be very fearful for your safety and well-being and that of your family
well,
if
Rachel,
you go
I
about
would be fearful
in
if
public.
I were you, while you're eating corned beef with a dab of mayo.
Corned beef has nothing to do with this, Father. Nothing whatsoever. You're trying to...
That's what you'd like to think.
You are trying to take the issue and
I just got back. I had to go downstairs. We had an emergency. What's going on?
I'm talking to the lady.
Talking about corned beef.
I never said anything about corned beef.
Get off the topic.
What's
completely.
Going on? What have you guys been talking about?
Well, whenever I make a point, he starts talking about corned beef and cabbage, which has nothing. It's totally irrelevant to what he is.
Phil, I'm a Catholic.
To make.
I'm a Catholic priest. She's a Protestant. Now, who are you going to believe?
It doesn't matter whether you're Catholic or she's a Protestant. Were you talking to her about corned beef?
No, I was not.
Yes, you were.
I tend to believe the lady.
And really?
Well, I find, boy, that's a kick in the groin. Why would you believe her?
You know, Father, that green beer and corned beef and cabbage have nothing whatsoever to do with the true faith.
See, she can't make
holiday.
An argument, so she said I was talking about corned beef. She talked about having corned beef with mayo on the end of it as a gag.
Totally irrelevant.
All right, look, hold on
it's
for a minute.
Totally
hold on.
Beside the point.
Hold on for just a minute. I got to take a break. 1-800-44. What's been going on, bud?
What?
What have they been talking about? I was downstairs.
Oh, I wasn't there.
Yeah. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Going straight to the hot place. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Talk to her like that.
Phil, all I asked the lady, does she eat corned beef with a dab of mayo on the end?
And I know why you asked her that, because you want to. What you try to do is you shock people to get it off the topic, which is your view that St. Patrick's Day is only for Irish and Catholic people. Why can't everybody celebrate it? Remember that guy from India?
What guy from India?
The gentleman who called from Pennsylvania.
Well, is he from India or Pennsylvania?
He's a guy that was Indian living in Pennsylvania, and you remember who he is. You're the guy that said, I don't want to have a drink next to a dothead.
Oh, I was joking.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Born again.